Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, this segment. It's just going to be the two of us. I've got some things I want to say, a couple of things. As you know, every week I take a little bit of time and a segment or two and share some of my ideas that I've got on my mind and just want to talk to you directly. And today I want to talk about a scenario that might, that if it happens to you, is probably a pretty scary thing, maybe a very disruptive thing. And that would be when a key employee resigns because he or she can't continue to come to your place of work for reasons that are out of their control. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they got a family member that's sick. Maybe their spouse gets relocated and they have to go where they are. So all of a sudden you wake up one morning, go to work, and here's this key person that you rely on who says, "Hey, boss, I got bad news. We're moving to the next county, and I can't commute," or whatever it could be. It could be a child. Could be a parent. There could be a thousand reasons why this key employee thinks they have to resign because they can't continue to be under your roof. Well, today, that you don't have to think about it like that. You can think about it differently because you don't have to be so frightened. There might be a little disruption, but today you can work out ways where that employee can continue to work for you through teleworking, right? We've been doing this for a while now, but more and more people are realizing that teleworking is a way to go. Here's another scenario. You need that employee. Let's say you need to replace somebody, and you actually have to replace them. Well, the best candidate that you can find doesn't live near you, and they're not going to wind up coming in your business every day. What do you do? Well, again, teleworking. The increasingly productive and useful technology, and all you got to do is change the way you think about managing people, can make either one of these stories turn into a happy and productive ending with the benefit of something called teleworking. One of the markers of the 21st century workplace, teleworking is where an employee works off-site or part-time, like telecommuting, one of your employees says, "Boss, I need to work from home every Friday, or I need to work from home on every Wednesday," or whatever. It could be full time, it could be part time. But in order for this to happen, and for it to be successful, you got to have a couple of things. First, that's this easy part. You got to have the necessary technology and the tools. So if you're going to let somebody work off site, if they're going to not be under your roof when they work with you, you got to make sure you got the right technology. You need internet capability, internet connection. You need the best computer possible. You need telecommunication capability. The ability maybe for a camera. I would recommend a camera on the phone. I mean on the computer, so you can do FaceTime. So you can do Yahoo. Skype, right? I guess Yahoo's got one too. Anyway, so you need that kind of capability so you can work with these people more effectively. I mean, this teleworking is so much easier from the technology standpoint than ever before. It's fall off a log easy from a technology standpoint. But here's the second part, and this is important too. You got to make sure they got the right setup, the right office furniture. You got to make their work environment off-site as productive as possible, and you have a right to say, "I'd like to see what it looks like. I'd like to know. I want to check. I want to make sure that things are productive for you." Now, those are the two easy parts, the equipment and the technology. But here's the hard part. This is the part that if any teleworking relationships fail, this is why. Can you handle such a management relationship? So here are four ground rules to think about to execute a good, productive teleworking relationship. Find out if and what work, what can be realistically done offsite. Can the work this person does, can it be done offsite? If it can't, then you got a problem. Determine how to coordinate all work off or on site. This person's got a handshake with the people who are under your roof with you and those people. So how do you coordinate all that? That's a management issue. Establish expectations for schedule communication, plus production, execution, and delivery of work. You know, if you think about it, you know, you're a lot of your people are not under, they're under your roof, but you don't even see them all the time, right? That'd be like someone who's teleworking, but at least you know they're there. At least you know they're in their cubicle, and you can go get them if you wanted to. And since they're under your roof, they're probably getting their job done. And then talk with employees about why this other employee is being allowed to work remotely so they can support the plan. Executing your teleworking plan with the expectation that adjustments will always have to be made is essential. You've got to realize you're going to have to be making all kinds of adjustments with a teleworking employee. So schedule periodic reviews with your teleworker, so you can discuss things and see how things are going on. This is one of the extra layers of management that you're going to have if you have a teleworking employee. And by the way, if you're still having trouble imagining having an employee who isn't sitting under your roof, add up how many hours a day that your in-house employees, the ones right there under your roof, how many employees work and communicate without actually seeing each other in any given day, right there, just across the hall from each other. I'll bet that number will surprise you if you add it all up. It might make you feel better knowing that teleworking model is now being implemented by thousands of people out there, more every day. So if you're not doing it, I'm not saying you should do it because it's fun. I'm saying use teleworking in order to not disrupt your operation when you find the best person is not nearby, or when a key employee has to go somewhere else. Teleworking can work. The question is, can you make it work for you? Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the
place I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.